Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, June 17th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Roku announced a partnership with Walmart on a pilot to display shoppable TV commercials on the platform. Users will be able to select a product with a remote and check out with Roku Pay. Walmart will handle fulfillment and send email confirmations with shipping information. Snap confirmed that it's internally testing a subscription service called Snapchat Plus. Snap says this could include sharing exclusive, experimental, and pre-release features. App researcher Alessandro Paluzzi found some examples, like the ability to pin a friend as a number one BFF, see who rewatches stories, and changing the icon. Fairphone announced a new subscription service called Fairphone Easy, letting customers in the Netherlands rent a Fairphone 4 for between 3 and 60 months. The subscription costs €21 per month, includes free repairs, and customers get a monthly discount for each year a device doesn't need repairs, €2 after 1 year, €4 for two, and €8 after three. It also requires a €90 deposit, with no option to buy out the phone after a subscription completes. Fairphone says it could expand the service to Europe in 2023. The Markup looked at websites of Newsweek's top 100 hospitals in the U.S. and found that 33 of them included a Meta Pixel, which is used to track data for Facebook's advertising system. Pixels are small 1x1 images that log the IP address of the individual loading the page. IP addresses are rather vague indicators of a person's location, but they can also send other referral data when they load, and the Markup found instances of pixel packaging in medications, descriptions of symptoms, doctor names, search terms, and conditions selected from a drop-down menu. The Markup was not able to determine how personally identifiable the information was, or how Facebook might be using it. UK Home Secretary Priti Patel approved a request to extradite WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the US. Assange's legal team says it plans to appeal the extradition to the High Court of Justice in London. A UK judge previously denied extradition request on mental health grounds in 2021, but the US government successfully appealed that decision. Reddit announced it intends to acquire Spell, a cloud platform to run machine learning experiments founded by former Facebook engineer Serkan Piantino. Some of the Spell team will work on ML projects around customizing ad placement and community safety on Reddit. Elon Musk's The Boring Company has received approval from the city of Las Vegas to bring its underground transportation system, called the Vegas Loop, to city limits. The Vegas Loop was originally a 29-mile tunnel network connecting 51 stations. Now the network is granted the ability to span 34 miles and have a total of 55 stations, including one that will serve the Harry Reid International Airport and Allegiant Stadium. Tunneling could begin in 2023, according to Boring Company president Steve Davis. Last year, the UK began a data reform consultation to outline how it will diverge from EU-based data rules. The government published a final response to this consultation, which calls for switching to an opt-out model for most online tracking, eliminating things like cookie consent forms. It will also simplify legal requirements for processing data for scientific research and remove requirements for smaller entities to appoint a data protection officer and perform data impact assessments. LG announced its dual-up monitor back in CES, effectively offering two 21.5-inch QHD monitors stacked on top of each other within a single monitor, but able to display from two different sources at once. The dual-up is now shipping for $699. Valve filed a patent for a head-mounted display with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office back in December, showing what appears to be a VR headset with a different design than Valve's existing Index. The patent actually covers the strap system. Some text in the patent indicates this could be for a standalone VR headset, mentioning the rear housing may accommodate various computing components and that images may be output by an application coupled to the headset. 9to5 Google sources say Google will ready at least 7 bands for its upcoming Pixel Watch. These will include a Milanese-style band of woven stainless steel with a magnetic clasp, a link bracelet, commonly seen on luxury watches, as well as leather, fabric, and stretch bands. Zoom announced it will no longer support its Chrome OS app as of August 2022. The app is a traditional Chrome app, which Google has phased out with the Chrome Web Store. Zoom says users can switch to the Zoom for Chrome Progressive Web app, which has been around since 2021 and receives regular updates. A group of Senate Democrats sent a letter to Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo asking the department to develop a strategy for requiring common charging ports on mobile devices sold in the U.S. The letter does not specifically call for USB-C to be the standard. Rather, it asks Commerce to create a comprehensive strategy on adopting a standard. And finally, Nikkei Asia reports that many Japanese organizations may not be prepared for Microsoft's sunsetting of Internet Explorer that it did this week. It points to a March survey from the IT vendor Cayman's Net, which found 49% of respondents at larger organizations were using the browser for work, with over 20% saying they did not know how to transition to another browser. The report also notes that the Japan Pension Service, government procurement sites, and mutual aid corporations either require or recommend IE. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.